Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here in the Lord's house at Grace Bible Church. We want to draw your attention in our call to worship this morning to Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 8, where we read, "A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth." The Hebrew word for gift there is the word bribe. Some people have taken this verse as a positive thing, but it's a negative thing. And a bribe is as a precious stone. I wish I could give you the full concept of the Hebrew behind the word precious there. It has the idea of a glittering, gleaming, beautiful stone that's been polished, and it's clear and it's beautiful. That's the picture. So a bribe is like a glittering stone in the eyes of him that hath it, whithersoever it turneth. In other words, as you turn the stone, all the facets just seem to just glow. And what does it say as it ends up there? It prospereth. Bribes prosper in the short term, is basically what that verse is saying. But beware of it. Beware of it. You know, we live in a day and age of manipulation, do we not? Everything that we encounter, from the time you walk into a Walmart, you're being manipulated. Okay? First thing you do is you smell popcorn. Or you smell food from the Subway. Or you go into another store and they've got free treats, Sam's Club. They're standing there. You want to try one of these? Or if you go to the mall and you go to the food court, there are just people in rows standing around there with all their special surprises and goods and stuff like that. What are they doing? Is it because they really like you and they are so happy to see you? Here, have a free chicken strip. No, they want you to slip over, get in line, and buy the food. What? I can't believe you would say that, Pastor Brandon. These people are nice people. They're just really nice, and they're kind, and they're giving. They don't have to give me that. No, they want you to come buy their food. What is that? It's a bribe. Okay? He said, oh, no, I have to stop eating the nuggets. No, you can go ahead and eat it. But just pay attention to what you're doing, all right? Maybe it tastes good and it pulls you over there. That's great. That's fine. But when it comes to living a moral Christian life, you got to watch out for people. It is a constant thing. I get it out here at the ballpark. Before the season starts, I have somebody come. We want to sponsor three teams, but we want in exchange for that, we want you to put so-and-so, so-and-so's brother and sister and aunt and uncle on this team right here. And I have to say, I'm sorry, that won't work. I figure, well, I'm giving you money. I can ask whatever I want. Is that how things work? No. A bribe is as a precious stone. Boy, it looks good. It's great. It's beautiful. But it's false. Because what are you having to do? You are the one that's having to give up your principle, if you're not careful, and you're coming to their way of thinking. And all they had to do was just offer you something. Not everything that glitters is gold. Remember that statement? I heard that growing up. Not everything that glitters is gold. And our question was, what's gold? I don't know what that is. Not everything that glitters is gold. You look down in the water. Oh, there's something glittering down there. And you reach down in and it's fool's gold. That's not the real thing at all. So God, help us to be careful in the times in which we live, because we live in the day and the age of manipulation. You can be manipulated in just about every way, shape, or form if you're not careful. And you need to understand and know that it may glitter, but it's not the real thing. God help us to be true to His Word and to apply these principles in our heart and life.